Good evening and welcome to KCEO Radio, AM 1000. This is the 11th Hour Ministries coming to you live in San Diego, California. This program here tonight on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. is designed to study the mystery of the gospel, the Word of God, and the Bible according to the Lord and God in a very specific manner. We're actually here tonight to study what we call the 20th century application to timeless instruction. And here at the 11th Hour Ministries, we believe that this is a program put together that perpetuates the what we consider to be the miracle in motion. And the reason why we say that is that when you read the Word of God, when you pay attention to the Word of God, when you call upon God and listen to His precepts and commands through the true Word of God and the Bible, you cannot avoid having God in your life and being blessed by Him in an awesome, tremendous way. Tonight here at the 11th Hour Ministries, I'd like to start off with an opening prayer, and that is, God, please forgive every single person that is listening tonight for all the sins that they've committed to this moment in time, including myself. And God, well, let's take this another step further. And God, ask that you would forgive all the people on the planet Earth that have breath in their lungs and that are alive today, that you would forgive every single person on this planet for all the sins that they've committed to this moment in time. We all fall short, God, and we come to you in reverence and to want to be cleansed for you, God. So that's why we ask for your forgiveness for our sins. And God, we ask that you would just be with each person. This lost and dark world, God, needs to know you better. As we know, there's no question that you are the answer to this poisonous existence that this world has become. God, we see a powerful, awesome movement of people who are turning to you and learning from your scripture and your word. And God, we ask tonight that you would even go as far as to forgive Satan, God, for all the sins that he's committed since his fall from grace, and all of his angels, so that, God, they can turn to you and you can return to your first love. They can return to their first love, which is that, God, we would all have a harmonious and joyful existence together. We're asking, God, tonight that a miracle take place on this planet Earth, and that this entire world be brought back to what you meant it to be in the first place. God, you say that in the Bible, all things are possible if we only believe. And here at the 11th Hour Ministries, we believe that in our lifetimes, actually happening right now, that the world is changing and turning to you finally to give you the reverence and respect that you demand and deserve. God, you gave your only Son to us for all of our sins, and he shed his blood for us. And what an amazing thing that you've done for us. And what can we do back, God, for you to show our thanks? And that is to be obedient to you and your word. And we ask, God, that tonight every carpenter and trucker and helper and doctor and lawyer and employer, every juror and every police officer, God, and every mom and dad, every clerk, every traveler, every banker, every inmate, every boxer and painter and secretary and biker and engineer, every pilot and teacher, every man on the planet Earth and woman and child, God, that we would all turn to you and drop to one knee in submission to you and show you pure joy and reverence to in our behavior, that you would something that would be pleasing to you. Pray for all this in the name of Jesus, our brother. Amen. And so here tonight on the 11th Hour Ministries, we come to you from San Diego, California. It's a beautiful day in San Diego. It's beautiful weather. And we are here tonight to, like I said, to share the Word of God, the Scripture. And we're going to be actually taking some calls tonight. There's a woman named Lisa. If you folks have been paying attention to the last few programs, that has had many very substantial things take place in her life, and her friend Edith as well. So we're going to be calling upon those two ladies here to chime in and share some events that have taken place, some very exciting things that have taken place in their lives. But I wanted to start off tonight by, you know, bringing to people's attention is that there's an old saying is lean not, it's in the Bible, and it's a command actually, is to lean not on your own understanding. And so when we think about that scripture, lean not on your own understanding, what is God trying to tell us? And to look deeply into that, it's very simply is that we have our own passion, our own desire, our own direction in life. And if it isn't if it doesn't coincide with God's will and His way, then it's sure to fail. And so when God says, lean not on your own understanding, I would like to take that another step further and to say that, you know, we should not learn on our own understanding, but pray to God that He would give us eyes open, ears open, hearts and minds and souls and spirits open to understand His truth and His word. That we should not live on our own understanding, but again, to rely on God to give us an understanding of how He would want us to live our lives. What is the purpose for our day? Every day I get out of bed, I say, God, where do you want me? What do you want me to do? And I'm just a servant for the Lord. And it's such a joy to be in that, to have come to that place in my life. And I'm very grateful just to be a servant. The Bible, too, there's a scripture that talks about it is better to be a doorkeeper in the inn of the Lord for one day rather than dwell in the tents of the wicked for 1,000. And once again, here's to think not on our own understanding. You know, each time that we turn to God for direction or guidance, God will instruct us or guide us in the plan that He has made for us. And the question is, what plan could we make for ourselves that God hasn't already created 1,000 times better of a master plan for our lives and the people that we would interact with and the directions we would turn and the things He would have us do? And so why would we want to fight against the will of God or His direction for the way He wants us to live? Because He wants to super bless His children. And so in order to become super blessed by our Father, we need to be obedient children. And so once again, is maybe we should consider that even to reason not on with our own understanding, or even exist with not with our own understanding. It's basically what I'm trying to say is that in my life, I've been able to drop to my knees in submission to the Lord, read the Scripture, pay attention to the Scripture, follow the Word of God, and apply those words to my life. And God's not joking. This is not, you know, we talk about here at the 11th Hour Ministries that this is not going to be a show that is put together by way of the religion of convenience. And we call it keeping it real around here. And the fact of the matter is that if you're not giving God your first fruits of your day and your thoughts and your actions and things of this nature, then you're really not honoring Him in a great way. But there's a person that I'd like to bring onto the program here tonight who I met over the radio about 3 or so weeks ago, and her name is Lisa. And so having a relationship with this lady for less than a month's time, I just can't. I'm so eager to share what's happening in her life with you folks. So we're going to bring Lisa on line one as we speak. Hello, Lisa. Are you there?
Hello, Mark.
Hello, my darling sister, Lisa.
How's my brother?
Lisa, so we're here tonight. We just opened with a prayer, and it was a really powerful prayer and a very ambitious prayer. But, you know, the Bible says that all things are possible for those who believe. And Lisa, you and I come from a very similar background, and that is, you know, in my life, places where I had found myself into very dark, painted myself into very dark corners of life and really put myself in a spot where I was just in so much pain, and I was so broken by my surroundings and the people around me, and I didn't understand that there was a way out of that darkness. And you and I have developed a relationship for less than a month now, and I'd like to just share with these folks who are listening tonight what we started off as a relationship three or 4 weeks ago, Lisa, that we first talked. Do you recall?
3 weeks ago.
So 3 weeks ago, this program was put together and is designed and brought to these folks for a reason, and that is that I'm a sinner saved by grace. I'm no one's hero. I'm not a guy who, you know, wants any glory or fame or anything of this nature. I don't even actually, people don't even know my last name on this program, and that's pretty much just because all glory and honor are God's. And so when we were introduced to each other 3 weeks ago, there was a person on the other end of this microphone who I was very concerned about. I was going to tell you.
3 weeks ago, it was life or death.
I was going to say I was very scared for what your position in life was, based on the fact that you were, you know, in such a dark place or such a hurt and wounded place. And, you know, and that being the case, I truly, in my faith, believe that God can heal all wounds. Our Father God is so awesome, and He wants His children to be very close to Him, and He wants to bless His children in a great way. But it requires certain steps to be taken. So, Lisa, 3 weeks ago, when we were on the radio together, you were having some very difficult times, and maybe you can just share real quick, you know, exactly, you know, what your feelings were at that time. You talk about suicide.
I talk about suicide. Last October 6th of 07, my husband of 21 years passed away. In May, my 8-year-old St. Bernard, and you did forget that I am the dog groomer for Christ.
Ah.
You forgot that. I was listening really hard, and I was expecting it, but it didn't come, but I am. And so my animals are extremely important to me.
Mm-hmm.
And my St. Bernard died in May. My mother died July 10th, and my cat died July 23rd.
Mm.
My house was set to go for auction July 25th, mm-hmm. but by the grace of God, I'm working with a consumer agency that has put the auction off until the 16th of August, and there again, with God's grace, I'm hoping to get it on the market for sale rather than have it auctioned off.
Amen.
But I was. I was to a point where I could either take my life or I could go with God, because I've tried drugs, I've tried alcohol, I've tried sex, I've tried everything. I've tried even being the perfect person.
Amen.
But with an emptiness.
Hmm.
And when it came to that point, and even then, that, you know, that wasn't enough. Things still have snowballed and happened. And I found myself this morning laying with my belly on the ground and my hands up to God in a baptismal font at the Lighthouse Church.
Hmm. Well, and then as 3 weeks ago, you know, it was our first contact, and you and I went on to share some very intimate moments after that on the, you know, phone and things of that nature. And I invited you to a place, and for those listening and anyone in the Southern California region, the church that I belong to is called the Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside. And Lisa lives, what, an hour away, Lisa?
Yeah.
Somewhere that, you know, an hour travel time away. And I invite people to this Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside because I say that to visit this place, which I had been praying for 5 years that God would find me into a home of a church where He is alive and well, a church that follows the Scripture and the Word of God and the teachings of God to the letter, and having then, excuse me, responded to my invitation and having found yourself in that church, Lisa, is it, would you say that it's absolutely a place where that is an accurate statement, what I said?
That is an accurate statement. And the love that's there. And the excitement that's there. I mean, it's no lie, I met Mark 2 weeks ago, because we went to church last week, and then that's the first time I met Mark.
Yeah.
And to see the glow that is in Mark, it's amazing. And all I can think of is, I want that glow too.
Well,
at whatever length, I want that glow.
You know, Lisa, when our first conversation, you actually said to me, no one has ever said to me, I can promise you that
that's
I can.
That's what touched me.
I can.
And if, you know, if there's addicts out there listening and just people who are down, I mean, my self-loathing was so bad. And I know that I have, you know, you have to look for what the message is. Now I do, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And the message to me is, how can you love others if you don't love yourself?
Amen.
And God's taken me to my knees to start that journey.
Amen. And
today that journey started.
Well, and interestingly enough, Lisa, is that, excuse me, by, you know, the teachings of our Lord, God in the Bible says that we are to love one another as we love ourselves, and to serve one another in love. Serve one another in love. So these are the, you know, commands of Christ. But, you know, it's interesting is when we go to the Bible, you know, to absorb the Bible and to read it and wear it on your heart, to really try to understand how God wants us to live our lives, and then to actually do it, it's a tremendous joy. Getting further into the story, folks will know why, you know, what occurred today, and we'll get that in a minute. But the fact is that, you know, when I read my Bible, and I was in a place 10 years ago where I was broken, shattered, and destroyed, basically, and in a place where I was suicidal, and, you know, there was nothing left. I had no reason to move on, and this kind of thing. And people came along, and they just loved me, and they shared the Word of God with me. And I have become a new creation because of that. And so all I did, what happened when I met you is that I, by the Word that I'm taught in the Bible, I take it to heart. And when God sends someone, I pray that God would put people in my life that, you know, in any way, shape, or form that I can interact with in a great way, whether it be great fellowship or someone who's in need of more understanding, or someone who doesn't know the Bible at all, that I can, you know, bring to awareness the Word of God and open the Bible and teach them how to read it, etc. And so all I knew was when I first got on the radio with you was, here's a woman who is in difficult, you know, shape as far as emotions, but yet all I knew is two things. My Jesus will fix it, and I'm going to love this lady with the love of the Lord. And we've created...
And you said, I can show you self-love.
Amen.
And that...
I promised you that.
You promised me that. And I believe that really, for all that I've been through, and for people who are out there, I always lived, treat one another, I had the commandment wrong. Love one another as you wish to be loved.
Mm.
Not that as God loved us.
Wow.
But as I wish to be loved.
Wow.
And how, I mean, for those that are like crossing the fence, it's like I lived my life trying to be the best that I could be.
Mm.
And I have touched people. I know that.
Amen.
But still, I didn't love me. And that's my quest, is to find self-love and happiness in this life. I know once I go to God in death of my body, I'll be happy. But with Mark's help and God's help, I've decided that I don't want death to be my happiness.
Amen.
That there's happiness here to be found, and I'm on a quest.
Well, and, you know, the way I look at it, Lisa, is that, you know, you're God's daughter. And you are a very, very special person. Every single person on earth has the ability to turn to our Lord. And basically what God does is he brushes off the dirt and dust and sort of shines us up and makes us shiny.
Doctors the owies.
Shiny and new. And he fixes the owies. Exactly. You know, all our boo-boos. Excuse me. But, you know, the interesting part of this is that what it takes to do for us to be able to receive the blessing from God, it takes action. It takes courage. It takes willingness to respond to his call. And so through a relationship with Edith that you and I have, this is a mutual friend, folks, that brought you to call in the radio station, you had choices. You could have, you know, been stubborn. You could have been defiant. You could have been resistant, right? And so...
Which was me before.
Right, which is many of us before.
But,
I mean,
but God said, I want you.
Amen. He called
and
you.
He just kept taking until I was belly down.
And you know, let's talk about that, Lisa, is, you know, because when God wanted me, like, people, how could they possibly understand that? God wanted me. God was calling me. God, well, you know, is it not that we are so worn out? I mean, basically, it's like you and I have the common denominator in our lives is that we ran down every dark road. We went to every place for self-medication. We went to try everything we possibly could do to please ourselves or those around us, or make a happy day life out of this place and do the right thing, or, you know.
And if I do this, they will love me.
And every single thing that we've ever done to get to that place, eventually, somehow or another, there was always something missing, right?
Always.
And then we learn, and that's why the promise was to you that to teach you self-love, because it's a promise from God. And what's amazing is that you responded to when God called you to pay attention. All I am is an associate of the Lord. I work here. I'm a servant of God. I'm a sinner saved by grace. I got no magic wand, but the Bible, and that's why we call this program The Mystery of the Gospel, is a miracle in motion, because of your story here tonight on this radio, in my opinion, and without unequivocally, the people who were in that church today witnessed a miracle flat out. Straight up miracle, a miracle in motion, a new creation. I mean, amazing, amazing transformation of a person who is open to the transformation. And I really want to overemphasize that, because we've got a lot of people and who have this what we call religion of convenience. And it's like, you know what? God makes rules, and you want to follow him. He's going to bless your life. And he wants your barns to overflow. He wants to super bless your life. But as long as we choose to resist, as long as we are stubborn, as long as we are defiant, and as long as we don't hunger and thirst for his truth, we're going to feel the pain. But what the difference in your life, Lisa, and I've seen many people where there is resistance, and there's this, you know, leaning on their own understanding, leaning on their own direction, leaning on their own, direction in life, etc. Well, they're going through all this painful stuff in life, and they keep saying, I can't believe I'm still here. I can't believe this is still happening. I can't believe that, you know, this or that is occurring. How come I don't get the good cards? Why is life handing me such a bad deck? Or, you know, and the interesting part of it is that it requires the transformation from old self to new, is to drop on your knees in submission to the Lord, give your life to God, and to read his word, read his precepts and commands, wear them on your heart, and let God, through his instruction, transform your life into a new creation. And so 2 weeks ago, you go to the church of this Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside, where God is alive and well, and I promise you that self-love is coming your way, guaranteed, unequivocally, absolutely going to happen. And I was nervous and concerned, but in my faith with our God and his word, because his word does the work. God's word changes lives. The Bible changes hearts.
If you're willing to listen.
If you're willing to listen. You got to be hungry and thirsty.
Because I found in the last 2 weeks that bit by bit, and God is so merciful to us. Only as I can understand and absorb.
Amen.
My mind is being opened. My heart is being opened.
Amen.
I'm having clarification.
Amen.
I'm having validation.
Amen.
For the person that I am.
An awesome child of God. That's who you are. God's awesome.
It's coming, and God isn't overflowing me, and he's not keeping it from me.
Amen.
But I really do feel this presence of, as you can handle it, I'll let you know.
He will distribute it as you can handle it.
Right.
And he's going to, and it's a journey, though. The amazing part of what you've chosen to do when you responded to God's call. The Bible says that God calls us by name. Every single hair on every single person's head on the planet Earth is numbered. He knows the number of every single hair on every single head. And everything is God's. Everything revolves around our God, who gives life, takes life, and you know, the battle is either that we turn to God or we are stuck in the mud of this dark world, which is what our Bible teaches. But, you know, to have turned to him, and now you're on a journey and or walk hand in hand with our Father God, who will not ever break his promise, cannot break a promise. The promises that he tells us about in the Bible are guaranteed, which is mind-boggling to me. And what a beautiful, awesome thing to be witness to is your willingness to open yourself up to God's truth and watch His finest work at hand. So 2 weeks ago, you come to the church, and we have, you know, our first meeting. Folks who have been listening know that, you know, we kind of saw each other from across the parking lot and knew that we were both, you know, part of each other's.
I looked up. I saw his face. I saw his open arms.
And
when I came out of that baptismal font, there were so many open arms.
Well, and you know, is another thing, Lisa, is what I'd like to do right now is open the line also to Edith, who's on line two. So let's invite her to our conversation. Hello, Edith. How are you doing?
Fine. Hi, Mark. Hi, Lisa.
It's a pleasure. Lisa, are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. So Edith, we've just been talking about the events that came, you know, led up to today, which Edith, for the folks who are just tuning or, you know, just have become part of this conversation or have been listening prior to, Edith and I had met through a chain of events that were what I consider to be a miracle as well, which is I saw a TV program. Her and I got together through this TV program, and Lisa at that time was helping Edith, who was in need, and it turns out that after Lisa helps Edith, Edith then returns the favor when Lisa's in a tough spot and asks her to get in touch with this program, and this is how this whole relationship started. So the two ladies show up to the Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside 2 weeks ago, and God's alive and well. And what happens when you walk in the doors of the Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside is the scripture is read specifically from the Bible, according to the Bible. This church does everything according to the Bible, to the letter. And if it's in the Bible, they believe it. If it's not, they're going to hesitate to do more studying into each subject as it would occur. But it's all about the Bible. It's all about God. It's all about His truth. Those people in this church are on fire for our Lord. They love God. They're there to serve Him. And what a place of awesome fellowship. But anyways, here we go. We all meet at the Lighthouse Church. And they invite Lisa or any person who actually comes into the church to come up to the stage and kind of, you know, give your prayer requests to the pastors and the elders and the leaders of the church. And Brother Tim, who received Lisa at the stage and sort of sat and prayed with her and all, they talked and shared prayer, etc. And the Bible teaches us, this is what's really important tonight, and one thing I want to emphasize is these are the steps that God requires for us to become a saved, to change our lives from bringing us from darkness to light, from sadness to happiness, from emptiness to fullness,
to self-love.
Self-hate to self-love. There's the guarantee. Here's the promise. And so, you know, tonight I want to just go into this real quick, ladies, while we're on the radio here. This is what is so important about this program and important about what has occurred here is that how can I be saved? Well, why do you have to be saved? Well, because this world is dark and lost, and without God, you're already, you lose by default. You are required as an adult to change your life, to accept God into your life. And there are steps that have to be done in order to turn to our Lord and be saved from the darkness. And
actually, it's a relief that I don't have to be that person anymore.
Amen. Oh, this, you're on a journey, sister, that's going to woohoo, baby.
Yeah, I haven't seen her like that. I never have seen Lisa like this. Totally changed.
She's glowing, isn't she, Edith?
Yes, yes.
Amen. Now, let's go through these steps real quick, and we're going to open up the mic to you, both of you ladies. First is that we have to believe. This is according to the Bible. These are the instructions of the Bible. This is the standard procedure. This is the part that you are told by God to do, and if you choose to eliminate any of the steps, guess what happens? You're not going to get super blessed, because God says, you know, in our obedience, He will super bless our lives, and in our disobedience, going to pay. So first is that we have to believe that Jesus is the Son of God who died to pay for our sins and rose again to give eternal life. And in Matthew 16:16, it says, Simon Peter answered, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. So number one is we have to believe. Number two is we have to repent or turn from our sin or our old life or our old people that we used to hang with. We need to about face and change the game. We got to lose the losers. We got to go back from all of the places that we used to go to in pain and punishment and turn away. And our behavior, our thoughts, what our eyes, the pornography, I mean, all the places that we open our eyes and hearts and minds and souls and spirits to Satan, we need to close those doors, slam them shut and lock them tight and never open them again. So but first is to believe and then is to repent or turn from our sin. Then we have to, number three, is to ask Jesus to come into our life and be the Lord of our lives. Because, you know, it's interesting. If you don't ask Jesus into your life to be the Lord of your life, you are mastered by Satan by default. That's how it works. If you don't specifically ask Jesus Christ into your life to be the Lord and master of your life, there's two gods that are greater. There's one God, but two entities greater than man. One is our Father God, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and the other is a fallen angel called Satan. And he has even angels, and they all have more power than man. So the only defense from Satan and his angel, lost his fallen angels, is our Father God. If you aren't calling out for God, you can't beat Satan. So asking Jesus Christ to come into your life and be the Lord of your life protects you from Satan being able to have any place in our body or soul. Then is number four, is to confess him as our Savior. And this is something that's an open confession. And in Romans 10:9, it says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And in Matthew 10:32, whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. And so there's repent, ask Jesus into our lives, confess him as Savior, be baptized. Here's number five. Do not think, folks who are listening, that by avoiding or defying or thinking this doesn't apply to you or whatever reason on the planet Earth that you don't think baptism is equivalent to your salvation, then there's another thing coming to you, which equals, why is my life still like this? Why can't I get out of this hole? Why do I have so much pain? Why do I not, blah, blah. It doesn't end. There's without the step number five, which is to be baptized as your own faith response. The Lighthouse Christian Church offers this, and it says right here in Matthew, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And in Acts 2:38, it says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And that is such a huge event to be baptized. You cannot leave this out of the mix. There's six steps. You got to have every single one of them complete in order for God to be able to bless your life. And we don't get it on our own terms. We don't get to get God's blessing by way of our own terms. But when we do agree to his terms, when we submit to his terms, when we give up into God's will and his way, he is going to blow our minds in a great way of setting us in a new direction, new life, new existence, new hope, new future. And so number six being follow Christ, letting him lead you through the Holy Spirit and his word. Follow Christ, letting him lead you through the Holy Spirit and his word. So here's what we know. Lisa comes to the Lighthouse Church 2 weeks ago. Edith actually introduces, you know, Lisa to Mark on the radio here. And through a chain of events, these two ladies show up to the church. And now I'm going to sort of give the mic over to you, Lisa. But what I will say, folks, is that Lisa prayed with a brother who is one of the elders at the Lighthouse Church, brother, awesome brother, Tim, excuse me, who does what's called the Basics 101 study and then the Discovery study in the church, which is a 14-week program, which if you haven't gone through the program, and I don't care, I actually knew the Bible inside out and backwards and studied it for 10 years, thought I was going to go in this church and, you know, in my pompousness and pride and arrogance, thought I would teach these people something, and was humbled and humiliated so quickly to find that, you know, this church does it right. There's a study that I went through for 14 weeks to learn the structure that God requires for us to get closer to Him. And this study, brought about by our brother Tim in the Lighthouse Christian Church, is imperative to have. And if anyone ever wants to have the study brought to them through the 11thHourMinistries.net, go to us on the website. We'll be glad to, you know, get this information into your hands. Anyone in the Southern California region, we highly encourage the Lighthouse Christian Church. You got to visit there. You got to get connected to God or a great Bible studying church. That's what's the most important, is by the Word. But anyway, so Lisa turns out to have prayed with Brother Tim and Edith, and we all sort of started to really get more connected to each other on the phone and talking about this whole revelation that was taking place. And Lisa has chosen today to become baptized. And so in the Church of Christ, I mean in the Lighthouse Church, Christian Church today of Oceanside, I go in to see a woman who is so hungry and thirsty for the truth, and it's so pure that how many times are you able to go into church and cry like a baby because of how much God's moving in somebody's life? And Lisa, I just want you to know, which I don't think you know because you were crying so much up front of the church, and I don't know, you know, but I couldn't see you because I was crying so much, tears of joy, because you know something? I met you 3 weeks ago, but I love you with the love of the Lord, and I wasn't kidding. And when I told you you could love yourself, and you turned and responded to God and the Bible and His truth, they cannot take that from you anymore. And so you went into the water. You died to your old self. You became a new creation in God as soon as you came out of that water. And Edith, you just said you've never seen her like this. Can you tell us more about?
I mean, she seems that she's more stronger. You know, like she wants to do everything right. She wants to be, to go with God.
That's going to take me to, Mark knows, Edith knows, I'm in the process with the auction of my house, that I could, and like Mark said, you need to close yourself off from those dangerous places. To me, my dangerous place is California.
Yep.
And I know that in my weakened state, I can go back to someone I have a restraining order on.
Mm-hmm.
I know I could do that. And in order not to do that, my decision has been made to go with God, and He will be the only one that I know.
Amen.
I don't know where I'm going yet. I won't know anyone when I get there. But I've never been, I said I've tried it every other way. I've never tried it with God.
Amen.
And I've never tried it without other people judging me.
And you know what?
And so I'm going to go out on my own to a town where I know no one.
Lisa, our Father God, and your faith in Him that He will lead you to the right place and have the right things occur will super bless your... He's already got a place for you established, and He already has a plan.
Through the Lighthouse Church, I'm already connected to two churches in the place that I'm thinking about going.
Pastor Mike, at the end of the service today, took time in his very busy schedule to sit with a group of Edith and myself and my family and make sure that Lisa, after hearing his story, would be in the good care and hands of others. So he writes down, you know, a link to all these other churches. And the key is that I have people, Lisa, in my life that I've developed a relationship with through God. And I don't care what corner of this planet they live on. You can't hide from...
You're not a dangerous place for me.
Brother Mark. Well, that's the point, is that, you know, now that we have established a great relationship in light, in the light of God, you're not alone. You have God in you, which is the most important of all, but you also have your family members. You and I, the Bible teaches us that those who believe in God and follow His direction are brothers and sisters. You're my sister. Edith is my sister. And that's so awesome. And, you know, it's just amazing to have seen when from 3 weeks ago to the point where you are now, and I wanted to bring up a topic, which is my brother Stephen, who was actually, you know, put a note on the table of, you know, that he had 5 days left and he was going to cash in his chips and take his life and all kinds of things of this nature, who through a chain of events by him changing his zip code and having some serious faith in God that this is all I got left, so I got to try this thing, moves from Philadelphia to South Carolina. And as that turns out, he spends a month and a half in South Carolina, eventually turns to go back to Philadelphia for a visit. And on his drive home, 12 hours in the car, 14 hours, he says to me last week, as he leaves Philadelphia for a visit, that he was very afraid of leaving Philly in the first place, he says to me, I'm homesick. And I said, tell me more. And he said, I can't wait to get back to South Carolina. Spent his whole life in Philadelphia. Thought it was like, I can't, you know, what am I doing? I can't move to a new place. This is so scary and there's so much unknown and blah, blah, blah. And I'm going to have you chat with my brother Stephen Lisa offline. We're going to, you know, we'll get you two together, but you got
to
hear this guy.
All like, you know, I know we're on the radio and I watch TV and I listen to the radio, but it's, for people out there, it's all so for real. And one time on the radio, Mark called me afterwards. I already had an offer for a room to rent, knowing that my house was going to be auctioned. From someone I didn't even know.
Mm-hmm.
I had a couple, Josephine and Arthur, who called me from Houston. And I don't know these people, and they take their time and their money, and they're in contact with me maybe two or three times a day. They knew I was being baptized today. I got home, and there was a glorious song from Josephine on my answering machine.
Mm-hmm.
She played the guitar, and she sang to me.
Wow.
And I cried, and maybe right now I can't love
you. Okay, let's see that.
There are people who can love me,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to love me until I learn how to do it right.
Well, and as
and I'm so grateful, and it was one time, and these people are showing me love, and it's so touching and amazing, and I so want to touch lives in the same way.
And you are already, and interestingly enough, it's God's love. It's called agape love. It's the greatest love there is on earth, which is the greatest love within you. When you have God in you, you have the most amazing, you will bubble, love will come bubbling up like a spring inside you for the rest of your days and all of eternity. We're not talking...
I think all your stoner friends are your friends. Or your drinking buddy is your friend.
Right.
You don't know friendship.
Amen.
Until you get it through the Lord, because, like I say, these people don't know me.
Yeah.
And they care about me.
Tremendously.
It's awesome.
Immensely. And you know what's interesting is all your stoner friends who I've had, you know, more stoner friends and drunker, you know, I mean, you name it. And you know what happens? Every time I'm out of weed or whatever in life, where'd they go? To the other person's house has got the weed, and you know, now all of a sudden I'm not such a friend anymore. And then of course when I got a baggie, then they're like, hey buddy, how you doing, what's happening? But you know what's
hey, on the urging of a friend, I called up the people I was getting crystal meth from and said, you know what, you're done here. And I was called numerous names. But even if I had the urge, which gracefully God has taken that from me, I couldn't right now go buy a bag because I don't know where to get it.
Well, and amen for that. And to shut down those places. I mean, I actually was, you know, into drugs in my past. And I told you, Lisa, is that I actually called the drug dealer and said, if you don't change your phone number in 3 days, the police will be the next ones to hear you, that you'll be hearing from. Because I wasn't strong enough to cut it off. But I knew one thing, it had to end. And I said to him, I'm not trying to be, you know, a hard guy, but I can't go here anymore. And the only way I know how to, I can't even not call your phone number. That's how addicted I was. And I said, it's come to the place where there's going to be two choices. You change your phone number or I call the cops. You got 3 days. Make your choice. In two days later, the phone was disconnected. And, you know, that's encouraged to everyone who's listening tonight. You got a bunch of people that you sit around and drink alcohol with. You got to punch. Is there a place where you go to see your pornography? All the things that go into your body by way of our senses either honor God or they don't. All of our senses, everything you listen to, everything you see, everything you, all the people you surround yourself with, all the words you hear, all of this matters. I've taken this TV in my home down to a place where I have the Discovery Channel and what's called the Church Channel. On, by the way, this I think is a great, great for anyone who's listening, including you, Sister Lisa, which is, it's on 371 on DirecTV, which I don't know, it's folks who are listening, it's called the Church Channel. And I've never really been big on these, you know, stations that promote this church programs, and I'm a little bit of a hesitant kind of guy in that case, but I turned this on over the weekend, and there are people who read straight scripture from the Bible. That's the key, not somebody's opinion, but God's true word exactly as it's written, and that's what does the work, and that these people get it, and they're on fire for God, and he's alive and well on this church TV. It's called the Church Channel, 371 DirecTV. If you have other types of cable of whatever sort, try to find the Church Channel. And I highly recommend, you know, the
And if you don't have it, just get to a church.
And amen, sister. I mean, the main ingredient, as Mike, you know, Pastor Mike said today, you can't do this work and not have a body of people to be connected to. God calls for us to be a part of the body. Jesus is the head, and we become all members of the church or all the members of the family, part of the church. And so, Sister Lisa, you are part of the church of living Christian people that are alive and well in God's care. And what you know now is by your obedience, by the things that you have chosen to do, which is A, from 3 weeks ago, believe, repent, ask Jesus Christ to come into your life and be the Lord of your life, confess your sins, be baptized, and follow Christ. The promise from our Father God is you will be double. There's a double blessing awaits you for all the times when the locusts swarmed. So imagine that while all this pain took place in your life, and we talked about really actually celebrating the pain. When we feel pain like you and I have felt in our lives and we go through the things that we went through to get where we are, I wouldn't change a day of all the madness I went through to get where I am today because I get it.
I wouldn't change your madness either, because had you not experienced that madness, you would have no understanding of mine.
And you know, it's interesting that you and I have the same sort of past and background. And so people had said to me, Lisa, when I was in a place of, you know, despair and trouble, that I went to many psychologists, psychiatrists, you know, all kinds of, you name it, I went there to try to seek answers. And you know what's interesting about it was, if they didn't go through what I went through, I felt that I couldn't relate to them.
Believe me, you couldn't learn it from a book.
There you go.
There's no way.
Ain't no way.
One book that will teach you life.
Amen.
And you and I weren't reading that book at that time.
Amen. And you know what's interesting was, I always used to say is, if you can help me see, you know, find that source of pain inside of me, then I won't need...
Self-loathing, self-love, that's me.
I won't need drugs. I won't need these people
right.
in my life. I won't go back to the same whipping post. I used to pick people out of the hat that were the most destructive people to me. And every time I traded one in, I just brought a new one with a different name, but they did the same thing to me. And I didn't realize it. But you know what's ironic? Is when I told you unequivocally that with the relationship that God, when God puts two people together in this world, there is no separation. There's no disconnect. Unless somebody makes a so serious of an effort to disconnect and go back to a certain way of lifestyle, which of course is, you know, I shudder to think what anyone would ever do, reason why they'd go there. But, you know, it's linked forever. We're talking about not only in this planet Earth that you and I have become, you know, unified in Christ Jesus and God, but all of eternity. We get to spend all of eternity at the right hand of our Father God, and the righteousness and the joy and peace and harmony and I mean, heaven. And so what's awesome about it, and the reason why this is such an exciting program for me is that, you know, through a certain chain of events, God tugs on your heart And the way he does that is by showing you that everything that you try in your own understanding, in your own will, in your own desire, you know, those things have gotten you so far. Guess what? You can try that all you want, everybody who's listening, and guess where you end up in the end? On the short end. Because God is the only thing, and the Bible itself, turning to our Lord is a fulfillment of life. Turning to the Bible and reading the Bible and following the commands, you know, this is the part that everybody, I see people around me whose lives are in shambles, and they keep on saying to me, I wonder why my life's still in shambles. And I say, okay, well, have you been baptized? By the word of God, this is the instruction of God. If you've been given the instructions and you've read the, as I said before, the brother Tim leads this discovery class in the church, which it's 14 weeks, and part of that whole discovery class is the Bible commands you are mandatory to be baptized. Well, have you been baptized? Have you confessed your sins as an adult, repented from your sins, and been baptized and by immersion, and then been died to your old self and been reborn in Christ? Well, if not, guess what? Don't be surprised tomorrow when you get the same old, negativity in your life, the same old, grind. Because you don't get to leave that part out and expect God's going to bless your life, because He's not going by your rules. You know, how many times, Lisa, did you and I think, I got this thing. I'm smart enough. I can figure this out. I mean, did we not run, between the two of us, Lisa, I think that we've gone to every single dark place on the planet Earth that a man or a woman could possibly go.
When you've gone there and you're afraid to tell other people where you've been there.
That's when you've been there. And the only reason why I don't fear ever telling people why or where I had been, Lisa, is because what I do know is that today, according to the Bible, you died to your old self and you have become a new creation in our Father God. And I'm so proud of you, and I'm so grateful for our Father giving you new hope, new life, new direction, and the protection from here on. You are never, ever alone again. You have joined into the family of God. You literally are walking hand in hand for the rest of your life with our brother Jesus.
Do I have time to make an urging, Mark?
Please do.
My girlfriend Edith stood beside me today, and before I went up to the altar, I gave her a big hug for caring enough. I turned to Mark and I gave him a big hug. Later at Edith's house, she says, "You know what? I almost went up with you today." And let me urge everybody. It says, and I don't know, I'm too new to know to tell you where to look, but it says that once you make the decision to follow Jesus, be baptized. Get the coat of full immersion. Start brand new and follow God. And I have found out in the last 3 weeks, the first week I knew Mark, I got so drunk that I shouldn't have been driving. And I was, and I actually left the house to kill myself that night. And Satan said, "No, you're too close to God." And I'm not going to let you go there. And I know that it was either death or God.
Amen.
And the pull of Satan, and even now, it's like just because I've gone under full immersion, I'm not perfect. I'm perfect in God's eyes. But I'm taking baby steps, and I know that Satan's going to be there to trip me up, because he doesn't want me to reap the final reward. And I know that. And I know that I was baptized, which isn't going to mean, like you said, you wake up tomorrow and you hit that same wall. It doesn't mean I'm not going to wake up some days and hit a wall.
There's going to be challenges.
There are going to be a lot of them now for me. And I'm willing through those now.
And you have the power of God to fight for you. See, that's the amazing thing. We're powerless to the power of Satan. He's an angel. He's a fallen angel. He has spiritual powers far beyond mankind's power, except for the power that comes from our God. And the only thing that protects us from that power greater than mankind is God, to protect us from the powers of Satan.
And God commands you, once you make the decision, be baptized.
Amen.
Get that protection. Don't let Satan come in and give you another 5-10 years.
Amen.
On that road.
Amen. And you know,
don't do that.
And I'm with you. You know, it's interesting, Lisa. I will tell you straight up is that, you know, I don't all I am is a vehicle. God uses this bag of bones and skin that he gave me for the time I'm on this earth as his tool to share his truth. And from there, people have to be hungry and thirsty for the truth. I cried like a baby today because I saw your hunger and your thirst, and it reminded me of the day when I walked in and people said, dude, you look like you just came through the desert, and you don't drink so fast, don't eat so fast. There's plenty of food here. It's going to be okay. And I was so ravaged in pain that I thought I would never get another drink in my life kind of flavor. Well, I believe that our Father God will move people's hearts. The Bible says those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. So I'm not going to lead. I'm not going to tug the horse to the water. I will show the horse where the water is, and I will tell the horse how awesome that water tastes to drink and, what comes of it. But I also do agree that, our sister Edith, it's my prayer and my desire and my hope and my passion in my heart to, have her go the same direction and find in her heart that she, wants to live according to the structure that God puts forth. And we know already her life will never be the same. And
she shared with me today, she said she went to church with her neighbor on Easter, and she goes, Lisa, I don't know what happened, but something happened that day. A switch was turned on. Something changed that day. And I laughed. It's like Jesus, get baptized.
Well, Lisa, we have 1 minute left here. And so I would just, in closing, like to, thank you for being allowing me to be your family member, your brother, and frankly, I consider it a privilege to have developed a relationship with you. So anyone out there who has ever had a relationship with you that doesn't look at the same way that I do, which is I will never ask you for there's no preconceived, there's no ulterior motives. All I want is your happiness and your joy and your peace in your heart. And that's the same for every single person listening and the same for every single person on this planet Earth. And if you don't have a friend like that, then you don't have a friend.
Praise God.
And we all have a friend in Jesus. We know that part. Lisa, we love you with the love of the Lord. And we're so proud of you for your decision today. And God bless.
I couldn't be more grateful, Mark. Thank you.
You know what? We love you, buddy. And God bless all the people that are listening. And our Father God is awesome. Amen.